The Oak Ridge Symphony kicks off its 2016 season this Saturday night at 7:30. The program has a theme of pride of place. And here to talk with me about this a little bit is music director and conductor Dan Alcott. Welcome back, Dan. Hope you had a nice summer.
I had a great summer, and we are ready to kick off a great season.
Fantastic. Tell us about this program a little bit. What pieces will you be performing?
We're performing three pieces. It is kind of a concert that came together in an interesting way. We were trying to think of a way to help celebrate the 100th anniversary of the United States Park System. And we had a couple ideas, and programming is one of those things that we try to do very carefully. We want to do quality, interesting things, and there were a couple ideas that came rather quickly, and I discounted them. I just was trying to put together a whole program. And then I remembered this great piece that was also had a little presence with our current political season. It was a piece about Ellis Island, because there's been a lot of discussion about immigration and what that means to our country. And so I thought, well, this is one of the park system's most important monuments that they run. It's not a national park, but it is a monument, like many other monuments that are run by the United States Park System. And it's a piece that I've known about, I think it was premiered maybe in 2003, by Peter Boyer. And it had just stuck in my mind a little bit a long time ago. I am from a family who has Ellis Island immigrants, and was looking for a place to, on time to play this piece. And frankly, my other orchestra in Middle Tennessee, there are very few Ellis Island immigrants in that part of the state. Uh-huh. I mean, mm-hmm. The people that I am friends with, their families have been in this country for a long, long time. And that's great, which also goes to show you that programming, you can't just take one program and put it anywhere. But as we started talking about, and we've been talking a lot about the specialness that is Oak Ridge, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That this is a community that was a large part of was created and also thrust on some others that were already there. And I just thought this would be a good time to do this piece and to talk about this, celebrate what it is to be an immigrant. So it kind of came together. And then we started figuring out some other things and ways to celebrate that. And one of my friends who has a foundation in Oak Ridge said, well, what about further celebrating our great town with a new work? And I said, well, of course. And so we've commissioned Knoxville composer Mark Harrell to write a piece. It's called Pie to the Sky. And it really honors the scientific community after World War II that did so much to make Oak Ridge what it was. I mean, when Oak Ridge quickly developed, it really was about helping win the war. But there was this great flurry of scientific activity and also cultural activity brought in by these people from all over the place that came in to make such a special community. As you know, I think I've told you before, Oak Ridge had an orchestra before it had sidewalks. And so this was a special community, and this piece really celebrates them. And then, of course, I've got two kind of columns, for a concert that I'm trying to fill in around there. And I remembered the poem by Goethe, Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, which for me, that kind of image was so interesting to think about, especially for my immigrant family who mm-hmm. came, and they saw the Statue of Liberty and what that trip was like for them. And, they didn't have expensive seats on the boats. So yeah. Anyway, I thought that'd be a fun thing. So that's kind of how the program came together.
Mm-hmm. Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, that's by Mendelssohn.
This
like
one, yeah.
Overture type piece?
It is. It's kind of a programmatic overture. As you know, in the early 19th century, well, Romanticism really was a time when music developed beyond the purely abstract forms. And so we started developing these pieces with extra musical connotations, really. And that's what this one is about. Mendelssohn was a friend of Goethe, actually. Goethe was about 60 years his senior, I think. But Mendelssohn ran in pretty cool company. His family, who's at dinner? Oh, Goethe and
right,
some other
yeah.
guys, right? And so he met him as an 11 or 12-year-old and befriended him. Also, Beethoven had written a cantata based on the same, it's actually two poems. They're paired together. So Mendelssohn would have known that work already, but then he wrote this programmatic piece. And it's very interesting. Calm Sea, at the time this poem was written, we think of a calm sea as a good thing. If you're dependent on wind for mm-hmm. travel and commerce and anything else, it's not necessarily, it's actually a little bit foreboding, this mm-hmm. calmness, but there is a certain shiny kind of stillness in the way that Mendelssohn opens the piece. And then with the prosperous voyage, kind of you get moving waves and wind. And at the end of the calm sea, there's like the first bird maybe, you know, from the mainland. And that's the excitement when you're on a calm sea, especially if you're far off from land, you're looking for some sign of life again. Mm-hmm. So, I think that was just a fun way to kind of pull the program together.
Tell us a little more about the composer, Mark Harrell. He's from East Tennessee.
Yeah, Mark. I know Mark because he's a horn player.
Mm-hmm.
And he frequently plays with the Oak Ridge Symphony. And he and I have talked about some other works that he has written. Again, programming is something I kind of do carefully and move pieces around. And then this opportunity for a commission came along. I thought, oh, this is perfect. And the family that runs this foundation, the Jazz Foundation for Community Programs, they also knew of Mark and thought this was a good opportunity. And so it all just kind of came together. It's a very exciting piece, celebratory. And what he did is he learned as much as he could about this group of people and the science and developments they brought. And then he just wrote a celebratory piece for him. So we're going to kick off our season with that.
Do you know if any of the scientists will be coming?
Oh, yes,
coming?
I know some of them will. So that's really exciting also. And really, it's a celebration of and for them. The concert is being kind of collaboratively produced by the park system. There are going to be representatives from the U.S. park system there. And we're going to have a big lobby display about the park system as well. And I shared with you, and we took some pictures. We'll put those up. That, you know, I'm sharing kind of my own family story a little bit. I have with me a copy of the manifest from both of my grandparents, both emigrated individually from Greece. So we're kind of providing a template for people to, you know, share a little bit when your family came here. But it's nice to kind of put together on just a little piece of paper and have to look around while you're sitting in the lobby with people like, well, here's a little bit of our story. Our own orchestra has some really interesting stories and some people who are recent citizens. Mm-hmm. And that's super exciting.
Yeah.
So it's a time to have a nice conversation about immigration.
Peter Boyer's Ellis Island, which you were just talking about, is a narrated work. What is the text and who will be narrating?
There's a set of six stories of individual narration stories. So the music is very descriptive. It talks about each of these kind of told from the perspective of someone looking back at their own story. So there are Eastern European stories. There's a Greek story. There's a Northern European Jewish immigrant story. And so we have young actors who are reading those stories. And then the music is so great about kind of descriptive. Some of these are joyful stories. And so the music reflects kind of the background of these people a little bit. And Boyer has done a really good job of putting that together. I remember he recorded the piece himself with the London Symphony Orchestra. And Olympia Dukakis was one of the narrators. Mm-hmm. B.B. Newworth. Barry Bostwick. I mean, it was an all-star cast, so I was just so struck by it and how powerful it was. And then the final piece of narration is the Emma Lazarus poem that rests at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. And I think that's just such a powerful thing for us to remember. And it's a great thing to know that we are built from these kind of people. And those are stories that I heard kind of personally a little bit when I was younger. And then was able to put those in this greater historical context. So for me, it's a very special thing to be able to celebrate.
Well, Dan, as always, it's been great to chat with you. Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope to see a lot of people there and learn a little bit about something, learn a little bit more about our Park Service, meet some people from the Park Service. And as always, we're so lucky to have such a great talent pool of musicians in East Tennessee. You're going to hear a great concert Saturday night.
Once again, the Oak Ridge Symphony opens their 2016 season this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. The concert will be presented in the Oak Ridge High School Auditorium. More information is available online at orcma.org or by phone at 483-5569.